Greetings, it is I, the Great One himself. It's been over a week since I published podcasts because I've been busy. I've been doing this thing called working. Some of you know what that is. It's this concept where you exchange your time and expertise with other people in return for some form of value, typically money. Those of you with welfare cards wouldn't know anything about this. Anyhow, so I've been working, and before I launch into what I'm talking about, I want to throw this out. Right now, I'm in the middle of watching a movie called The Lives of Others, about an hour into it. It takes place in the 1980s in East Berlin concerning a Stasi officer who is doing surveillance on a playwright and his girlfriend. And as it turns out, the reason the Stasi is doing surveillance on this guy is because some bigwig in the Communist Party wants his girlfriend, so he sent the Stasi after him in order to find something on him so they can put him in the gulag so the politician can have the playwright's girlfriend. It's a brilliant movie. Like I said, I'm only an hour into it. It could go bad at any moment. That's the thing about movies. I hate when movies start off strong and then go to shit. So far, it's brilliant. And watching the Stasi officers and their just mindless loyalty to the party, it's like watching the people I know who are these hardcore liberal Democrats who can't shut up about Obama and Obamacare and, you know, how he really does have a birth certificate and how he walks on water and how everything is better now that Obama's president, and, you know, just on it. It's just, you see that same kind of brainwashing in this movie. And the movie is very well directed and just, it's just beautiful so far. So you should check it out. I also watched another movie not too long ago you should watch. It's a David Mamet movie. It's called Red Belt. It's not a typical David Mamet movie, though, in the sense that there aren't people running around saying the word fuck in, like, every second sentence. I can't remember the name of the one movie he wrote. Oh, Glenn Ross, the one about the salesman, which is one of his most famous plays and was made into a movie which was well-received. You know, where fuck comes out of, like, everybody's mouth all the time. That's, like, the typical David Mamet movie. Red Belt is not the typical David Mamet movie in that sense. Not a lot of bad language. And it concerns a guy who owns a martial arts dojo, specifically a, what is it, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu dojo. And assorted things that happen in his life. I won't say much more than that. It's a fairly complex plot. And it kind of goes where you're going to expect it to go. You know, there's the big fight showdown at the end, good versus evil, yada, yada, yada. That happens, but it doesn't happen in quite the way you expect it to. It's again, really fantastic movie. Highly, highly recommend it. So now that I've talked about movies for 3.5 minutes, let's talk about what I came here for. In the process of working my theater gig, we had two shows come through recently. The first one was the Golden Dragons Chinese Acrobats. There's 20-something of these guys, young, good shape. I personally am not into Asian girls. I know a lot of people are, and a lot of people, oh my God, Asian girls, I'm so horny, me so horny. I'm not really into the Asian chicks, but I'm sure that if you're into Asian chicks, you would have thought that these little acrobat girls were absolutely just beautiful and amazing. So these people rolled in, and they opened up their truck, and they unloaded all of their gear, and they went to work, and they got everything set up, and we, the stage crew, basically just stood there and watched them. And they did everything. And watching them, and they were all happy. They were talking to each other, they were happy, they were smiling, they were having a good time. Couldn't understand a word they were saying because they were all speaking Chinese. And the point of this is that, well, let me continue and I'll get to the point, I think. So there's that. And then on loadout, again, the show's over. They grabbed their stuff. They packed everything up. They put everything away. They loaded their truck back up, and they were gone. And they were happy, and they were having a good time doing it. And they were efficient, and they were easy to work with, and they were well-behaved, and they were polite. And in their off time, I didn't see not one, well, I shouldn't say not one. There's a couple of times I saw them looking at a cell phone. But during their off time, they were interacting with each other. They were rehearsing their stuff. They weren't sitting around staring at their fucking smartphones. The next show that came through was the, I'm going to probably get their official title wrong. The BYU Ballroom Dance something something. Anyway, when I first heard they're coming, I'm like, what the hell is BYU? And somebody's like, that's Brigham Young University. I'm like, oh, okay, so that made sense then. I don't keep up with colleges except when I'm making fun of them. So anyhow, Mormons! Oh my God, Mormons were so scared. The Mormons came. BYU Ballroom Dancers. Their show was fantastic. If you ever get a chance to see them, and you're into dance, because it was way more than just, I thought it was going to be like ballroom dance, a little variation. Now, it had elements of jazz and tap and ballet and modern dance and interpretive dance and all this other stuff in addition to the ballroom dancing. It's a fantastic show. If you have a chance to see these kids, go see them. So the Mormons showed up. They had their truck there. There's about 20-something of these kids, too. They come strolling in. Many of the girls are just absolutely beautiful. I mean, just, there's three kinds of women that do it for me. This is where I'm talking about my personal self right here, so just fucking deal with it. Three kinds of chicks that do it for me. And all the chicks in these categories are either like really ugly, zeros, ones, and twos, or really hot, eight, nines, and tens. Redheads, Jewish chicks, and Mormon chicks. Some of these girls were so, so beautiful. All these kids, the beautiful girls, the not beautiful girls, the guys, all of them, walked in the door, dressed nice, no fucking sweatpants, no t-shirts with fucking beer logos on them, dressed nice, hair looking nice, smiles on their faces, polite. They popped the back of the truck open. The kids swooped in, unloaded the truck. We just stood there and watched. They set up their light trees. They had these most amazing portable light trees. Those of you who are not theater techs will not give a shit. But it was like this box that went all the way up, and it was on a hinge. So the top of the box flips down and folds back on top of the carrying box where all the cords go, and they had LEDs mounted in it. So the light tree was just take it off the rollers, sit it on the ground, flop the top up, plug in the DMX, plug in the Edison, and boom, LED light tree, ready to go. It was fantastic design. They also had this kid who was an engineering student at BYU who designed and built and is selling these dresses that have LEDs in them and light up LEDs and a battery pack and everything, and these are programmable, and he does this via wireless with his laptop computer, and he programs it. Incredible stuff. Anyway, well, say they all come in, they're unloading the truck, they unload the truck, they get all their stuff out, they're all set up, they go throughout their day, they're doing their thing, they're getting ready for the show. Everybody's happy, they're in a good mood, they're interacting with each other, they're being nice. Nobody's looking at a fucking cell phone. I don't remember seeing a single fucking cell phone in anybody's hand that whole night. They do their show. The show's over. They go out in the audience. They meet and greet. They come back on the stage. They do cool down and stretching exercises together in the middle of the stage. Then we strike. They put everything away. Everybody's happy. Everybody's in a good mood. And they take off. So what's the point of all this? The point of all this is that in the long term, some cultures are going to survive because they're strong cultures. Some cultures are going to fail because they are weak cultures. They're going to fall apart from the inside. They're going to be attacked from the outside. Compare these stories with the typical show crews that come through, which are primarily dominated by upper middle class, white, American, liberal Democrats. They come in, they look frumpy, the women look frumpy, they're wearing sweatpants, they're wearing beer logo t-shirts, they're staring at their cell phones, they're unhappy, they're whiny, you know, they need the red M&Ms sorted out from the other M&Ms. Some of you may think that sort of thing is a joke. Let me tell you, I've been in showbiz for a few years, it's not. There are some weird shit on writers out there. Separating M&Ms by color is legitimately one of them. I've seen it. The American touring companies, you know, they come in and everybody's in a bad mood and they're whining because, you know, Obama's not paying for their abortion or whatever. And it's just, when you look at these foreign cultures like the Chinese and like the Mormons, you see that, and again, I'm not a mind reader. I don't know what's happening in their minds. I can only go on my experience of interacting with them and watching them up close and from a distance. But there's a cohesiveness about their culture, and there's a satisfaction, there's a happiness. So there's not that need to constantly be looking at the cell phone like your upper middle class fucking white girl. And I focus on girls just because I pay more attention to the girls, obviously. Because, my God, some of those Mormon curls were just fucking amazing. Oh, my God, they were gorgeous. Oh, I could just, yeah. I could spank it right now just thinking about them. But I'm going to save you guys having to listen to that. And let's talk about Mormons for a minute. So, it's a cultural decline. I mean, the Chinese have been around for a long time. They're going to be around for a long time because they have that cultural cohesiveness, cultural integrity, you know, an emphasis on family. Now, am I saying that Chinese culture is perfect? No, by no stretch am I saying. Am I saying that Chinese culture will outlive United States of America, liberal, Democrat, feminist, a single mother, disposable male rape culture that we currently live in today of, you know, Obama worshiping and abortion worshiping and divorce worshiping and welfare worshiping? Yeah, absolutely. Same thing with the Mormon culture. Is it perfect? No. I mean, they believe that there's an invisible man who lives in the sky. Okay. But is the Mormon culture going to outlast the left-wing, abortion-worshipping, Obama-worshipping, single fat mother-worshipping, hedonistic-worshipping, government welfare check-receiving, worshipping, liberal, Democrat, statist, poor to upper middle class white culture? Is it going to outlast that? You're goddamn right it is. Because all the fucking fat single mothers on welfare are out there just breeding more children who are going to, statistically speaking, statistics have shown that children of single mothers are more likely to be criminals and more likely to engage in violence, more likely to have mental problems, and yada, yada, yada. We can go on forever. The studies are out there. Use this thing called Google. You can find them yourself. Right? So, I mean, that culture is just creating people who are more and more isolated, more and more fucked up, more and more incapable of interacting with other people. The Mormons have kind of a wacky religion. All religions are wacky. That's a fucking newsflash for you. Right? It always cracks me up. It's one thing when an atheist makes fun of Mormons, as long as they do it equally. Like when South Park makes fun of Mormons, South Park makes fun of all religions. So it's fine. But when other religious people make fun of Mormons, yeah, it's kind of like if the neo-Nazis called up the Ku Klux Klan and said, hey, you know, the way you're burning crosses on people's lawns, you're doing it wrong. That, to me, is what, when some religious fucker insults the Mormons, that's what it's like. It's like, dude, you're a Catholic or you're a Jew or whatever. Do you realize that when you cut right down to it, your religion is just as stupid as Scientology? There's literally no difference between Judaism, Hinduism, Buddhism, Christianity. What's the other idiots I'm forgetting? Oh, the Muslims. You know, all of you are just Scientologists of a slightly different ilk. So when I hear one group of religious people ragging on the Mormons, it's just like, just shut the fuck up, all right? As it was really the gist of the South Park episode about the Mormons, for those of you who've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. You know, at the end, the Mormon kid is like, you know what? Our religion might be different than yours, and it might even be a little bit wacky, but we're really happy. And let's see you fucking beat that. And so, yeah, the Mormons, they got a wacky religion. Hold on, losing my voice. Need another drink of coffee. Still a little early in the morning for me. I've only been up for 4 hours. But it's been nonstop. So, yeah, the Mormons, their religion. Excuse me, there's my voice again. Their religion's a little bit wacky. So what? You know, they know how to fucking put on clothes that aren't sweatpants. They know how to do their hair. They know how to smile. They know how to fucking not stare at a cell phone. They interact with each other. They have community. They're stockpiling food so that when the government, not if, but when the government of the United States collapses, you know, all you people who are making fun of the Mormons are going to be not laughing so hard when they have food and you don't. Right? They're a little wacky. But I've known Mormons. When I lived in Farmington, New Mexico, there were Mormons there. I had no idea when I moved there. There's a bunch of Mormons there. So I know Mormons. I've gotten along great with Mormons. Never had a problem with them. I've never had Mormons try to convert me. Jehovah's Witnesses come to the door. Mormons, I know they have the missionaries. I've never had a Mormon come to my door, so maybe I haven't had that experience. And yes, don't get me wrong. I can tell some stories about... I know somebody who is in the bloodline of Brigham Young, and she can tell some weird stories about the Mormon church following her around and stuff like that. Again, though, that's the organized religion side of it. Always goofy. All religions are goofy. Right? We got Catholic priest fucking 8-year-old boys and the Pope is protecting them. So I think we really don't need to hear how weird the Mormons are, okay? As far as I know, the Mormons are not fucking 8-year-old boys and having their version of the Pope. What's a Pope? Having their version of the Pope, whatever their version of the Pope is, say, oh, don't worry about it, it's okay. So these cultures, the Mormon culture, the Chinese culture, probably some of the other Oriental cultures as well, not the Japanese culture. Japanese culture, I mean, they might as well just die now. They're even further degraded than upper middle class white people on welfare in the United States. The Japanese are dead to the world and the future. But the Chinese and the Mormons are examples of societies that are doing it right. They're keeping an emphasis on family. They're keeping an emphasis on interacting with other people. They're keeping an emphasis on achievement and, you know, creating value and making something of yourself. You know, and as a guy, as a man, I'm a man. You know, this is why I look at, like, Mormon chicks and it's like they're hot because they're not self-absorbed sweatpants wearing bimbos whose only concern in life is who's going to pay for their next abortion and, you know, how can they get anything that they don't agree with classified as rape. Yeah, I mean, that's just it. I mean, typical United States upper middle class white people society with its emphasis on cell phones and single motherhood and government reliance, it's going to fucking fail. It's going to fucking fail. I cannot fucking emphasize enough to you stupid motherfuckers out there how it is going to fail.